Welcome to a bonus episode of Happily Everything Disney. I'm your host, Matt, and I am flying solo for this quick update. I just wanted to talk about a couple things. First, I wanted to get into the rumors that have been all over the forums and all over Disney Twitter. And I kind of just wanted to weigh in with my opinion of what's going to happen, what's likely going to happen, what's not going to happen. And again, these are predictions, no inside information here. This is just my gut feeling. So let's start with the things that I think are obviously pretty ironclad, right? And we'll start with the Beyond Big Thunder Mountain land and water permits, showcase and size. This is all confirmed. Scott Gustin got on Twitter, a week or so ago and tweeted that, that I guess Iger, or some Imagineers basically showed them the permits, or that they mentioned that they were going to have the water permits, and the land permits on the Beyond Big Thunder Mountain land area. So that's coming. And what that's going to do is that's going to show us how large the footprint of Beyond Big Thunder Mountain. It also might give us some clues on the status of Tom Sawyer Island. If that's actually going to get, repurposed, and the Rivers of America, if that's going to be filled in or not. So that would be something that's interesting to know more about, but that's all locked up. And then I get to the next category, which I call it very likely, right? And that's that Indiana Jones is taking over for Dinosaur, and Encanto is going to be in Dino Land. And I say that because we saw a miniature of it. We saw a miniature set of those, IPs, and it feels like that blue sky plan that was proposed in last D23 is all but green lit. So I feel that's very, very likely. The next thing is another very likely item: the fact that Disney does not have anything new on the docket for 2025. I would think that there's a very likely scenario where Disney presents, additional entertainment offerings at Walt Disney World to kind of counter the buzz from Epic. So this could be, a new nighttime parade. It could be something replace Festival of Fantasy. It could be multiple parades. Maybe it's cavalcades. Maybe they do something in Hollywood Studios that was always ruined. But I definitely expect that. It's hard for me to think that Disney might kind of put this out there too early, because they're going to want people to book 2025, pretty soon, right? But at the same time, it's going to be like a nice little extra feather in their cap when they see it's coming. And generally, Disney kind of wants to avoid, the spring breaks of the world. So this could be something that just is like a summer offering next year, kind of like the drone show. But it will be something that's really interesting to watch. But yes, I totally think new entertainment offerings will be coming from Walt Disney World. All right, and then in the next category, I have one more very likely thing, and that is that there will be a carousel of some kind at Animal Kingdom. However, I'm going to put the next part in the suspect category. And everything going forward, besides a couple, I'm putting in the suspect category. And that is that the carousel will be featured with a Coco IP. I know that that's kind of been rumored and stuff, but I still put that in the suspect. I think, it's really likely we'll get the carousel. I believe that the carousel was seen, I believe, by Tom Bricker. I think he mentioned that he saw it, at the Imagineering meeting that he was just at. I believe he referred to that. So I'm going with, yes, they'll put the carousel there, but will it be Coco-based? I don't know. So I'm putting the Coco part of that in the suspect crowd. All right, here's the next ones that I'm putting in the suspect. All right, and I'll get to why I think it's all just a little pie in the sky, right? The Moana log flume at Adventureland on an expansion pad at Magic Kingdom. So I buy that they really liked that artwork that they put together, and it got them excited about a Moana boat ride. And I think it could happen, but I think they're already going to do a crazy Northwestern expansion on the park, and now we have them doing a Southwestern expansion on the park. And I don't know how the railroad's going to play into all this, you know, and the sight lines, right? I mean, where the Adventureland pad is, I would think they would have to do a lot of work so that things just aren't visible from the main road and vice versa. So I just don't buy it yet. The second one, or the third one, I should say, is Lion King Ride or Boat Ride in Animal Kingdom. This just seems like, I don't know. I'm not saying it's impossible. It just seems a little far-fetched to me that, you know, all of a sudden we're getting a Lion King dark ride. But we'll see, right? I mean, and this would go next to Festival of the Lion King is the rumor. So again, I put that in the suspect crowd. The next one, new land or an attraction at Hollywood Studios, generally going into Animation Courtyard. And there's been a couple forum posters at WW Magic that, you know, might be trustworthy. Honestly, I didn't really hear some of the top guys that I really know, give the most sound information chime in on this. And I just find it, you know, hard to believe that they would be investing dollars in Hollywood Studios at all, since they're putting money into clearly Animal Kingdom and clearly Magic Kingdom with just getting the water and land permits together. And then, you know, the Tom Sawyer Island phase out, you know, and I like Braden from Mickey Views. I think he does a great job, and he does get some things right. But I think he's off with his rumors. I'm not buying him, and I will be more than happy to eat crow because he knows more than me. But I just, you know, I'm not saying that the Tom Sawyer Island won't be phased out, but I just kind of put it in the suspect. I think some of his other rumors, which I'll get to, seem like even more of a long shot. Filling in Rivers of America, right? I think that, you know, Disney knows that is a part of the park that people really like to look at, and it gives a great aesthetics, and there's kinetic energy with the boat. I just don't buy that they're going to kill that area. So again, that's in the suspect area. Coco Presence beyond Big Thunder Mountain. I really want this one to be true more than anything. I want Coco so bad. But at this point, I think that, and I think Villains being phase two, I just put in the suspect. I think it's too early to know what Disney's going to do. And until they give us some information, I mean, we knew that they had Encanto and Coco in the Beyond Big Thunder Mountains in Villains Land. They had that in the plans for Blue Sky Version 1.0, right? And now that's off the table. So I think they're probably still trying to figure it out. So this gets to the really long shot things, right? Radiator Springs Racer, right? Beyond Big Thunder Mountain. You know, the car lands, awesome attraction, right? That I was so lucky to finally get to ride that a couple months ago. And again, it kind of looks good in from a Big Thunder Mountain, because it could kind of back Big Thunder Mountain and probably would be a nice thing with the sight lines. I really have a tough time thinking that they would bring Cars Land to Magic Kingdom there. I think Cars Land could still come, but maybe that's another expansion one day at Hollywood Studios. I don't know. I think it's pretty unlikely, and I kind of just have it in the long shot category. And then lastly, a Toy Story attraction beyond Big Thunder Mountain. I just don't, I know what Braden's got. He's got that artwork from Toy Story Land. It just doesn't make sense for them to do that. If anything, it makes sense for them to add that attraction to Toy Story Land, right? And I'm sure they have expansion pads there. They might have to move some of the backlot stuff, but I would imagine that Toy Story Land will get some love eventually. And I don't know why they would stick another, you know, Toy Story Land attraction in the middle of Magic Kingdom or in the middle of their Big Thunder plans. So again, I just find that to be very suspect. So there you go. There's a ton of rumors going around. I just wanted to chime in. It's a very exciting time, finally, to be a Disney Parks fan if you like some of these new things that could be coming. So I just wanted to weigh in. I don't have my co-host with me, but I wanted to chime in and just share that. I'm kind of hoping to, release this episode and then have some tweets that we can kind of discuss it. If there's interest there, we can talk back and forth there or on Discord. The other thing is I did update the Disney Comeback Index. So I know I think I told everybody I was killing that thing off in January of this year. And I would say for the most part, the Disney Comeback Index is retired, right? There's not much coming back from a COVID standpoint, right? I mean, what we have is probably what we're going to get, maybe with the exception of a few small things that could trickle back. So I added 1900 Park Fair, which was a true COVID casualty. And there's still some others out there for sure, but it's not a ton of stuff, right? So I will chime in when it kind of seems warranted for the Disney Comeback Index. Still can go through all the missing items, and it's really kind of getting really, I would say, complicated, because now you have operational decisions that are intertwined. Just think about how, like, Epcot Forever was the original show. Harmonious was replacing it. That was supposed to be the permanent show. And now you have Luminous replacing Harmonious. And then you had Happily Ever After. You went to Disney Enchantment. Now you're back to Happily Ever After. It's just, it's a little bit like, we're getting to too many operational decisions, right? And honestly, it's a little confusing. So I'll try to find items specifically in the future that are related to the Disney Comeback Index. For instance, when, you know, Dinosaur goes down, I'm not going to be like, oh, Indiana Jones, that's a comeback item, right? That's years away anyway. That doesn't play a part of it, right? That's an operational decision. So I will be mindful, and I'll try to find, you know, when the Garden Tea Room comes back, or when a nighttime show returns in Animal Kingdom, you know, that could be a something that we could argue merits a return in value from a COVID perspective. So, you know, right now the DCI is at 95.63%. You know, I would think the next one that would come back would be the Cake Bake Shop, because that replaces ESPN Zone, right? Again, kind of operational decision, but also a returning restaurant that I would say qualifies for this. So there'll be little ones here and there, but I don't expect much movement with that. So it is, like I said, semi-retired, and I will roll this thing back when I feel like something comes back that merits it. So anyway, that's my quick take. This is a lot harder to do without my buddies. But just wanted to chime in real quick. I hope you like this short episode, and hope to have some engagement on Twitter and Discord about it. So thank you for listening to another episode of Happily Everything Disney.